Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of hour number three today on this Tuesday, January 7th edition, 2025. MERS News Service providing us with some short resumes, bios of the four main candidates running to be Michigan Republican Party chair. One of the candidates, and I got to be honest with you guys, I don't even know who this guy is. I've never heard of him. Former Ambassador Joe Cella. Cella? Cella. C-E-L-L-A. Cella. Cella, who has most recently served as President Trump's United States Ambassador in the South Pacific Nations, Fiji, I believe, from 2019 to 2021. He's a former precinct delegate. He's had experience managing conservative campaigns, he said in his statement announcement for this race. He also the former and principal of Pontifex Group, a consulting firm who practices areas include public policy, media relations, marketing, crisis management, and institutional growth. The contact person for his campaign is Americans for Prosperity official Pete Lund. Alphabetical order, next up is Scott Greenlee. Scott is a longtime Republican consultant. He came in third place for the Michigan Republican Party chair race back in 2023, 2 years ago. He's been involved in more than 100 successful campaigns since 1988, most recently helping U.S. Congresswoman Lisa McClain from Romeo. He's a grassroots activist, volunteer donor, and party official who served as constituent relations person for then Attorney General Bill Schuette 10 years ago. He was also the Michigan Republican Party's coalition chair during the successful 2010 election cycle. That, of course, was the year that Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly got elected governor, lieutenant governor, and we took back the majority of the House. Michonne Maddock. She was the Michigan Republican Party co-chair with Ron Weiser back in the 2022 campaign cycle. She started her political activity in 2009 as a precinct delegate. Actually, they don't have this in there when she talks about conservative grassroots, but she was part of the founders of the Lakes Area Tea Party down in Oakland County. She also was very active in Donald Trump's America First movement when he announced in 2015 that he was running for president. Her husband, State Representative Matt Maddock, they've owned and operated a bail bonding business in Milford for more than 30 years. Lastly, on the alphabetical order, State Senator Jim Runstad. He's a two-term state senator. He also served two terms in the state house and three terms as an Oakland County commissioner. Prior to his public service, he owned and operated an insurance company, finance company called Runstad Finance Associates. He lives in White Lake and has been consistently among the more conservative members of both the House and the state Senate. One of the particular problems we have is that these candidates have aligned themselves with political consultants. One of the Michigan Republican Party State Committee women, Bree Mogenberg, I believe she's from the 2nd District, said that nobody really knows who Sela is. However, longtime political consultant Stu Sandler, oh, I know Stu, we go way back. Well, he evidently is running Sela's campaign. And he makes the statement that he thinks Sela is the most complete of the four candidates. He's raised money. He's done work for Trump. He's run campaigns. He has a complete portfolio and would make an excellent chairman of the party, Sandler said. John Yab of Strategic National, however, says Sela made a mistake by aligning himself with the 1990 Republican establishment, effectively giving the middle finger to the MAGA Make America Great Again movement. Only Donald Trump could save him historically. Trump has been loyal to his key and early supporters, which gives an edge to Michon Maddock. Greenlee, Yab said, will also be strong. Well, here's some of the 1990 Republican establishment folks that Yab is referring to. Sela has the advantage of working with the now Michigan Republican Party chair, Pete Hoekstra, in raising public awareness about the Chinese connection to the planned Goshen battery plant near Big Rapids. Other sources have said that he's talked in circles and has the blessing of former governors John Engler and Rick Snyder. But since then, he's not really been active among many of the grassroots candidates. He's still a bit of an unknown. Like I said, I've never even heard of this guy. I wouldn't even know what he looks like. Now, with regards to John Yab's statement about Donald Trump, Trump is not an automatic kingmaker. Remember, in 2023, he supported Matt DiPerno, who ended up losing to Christina Caramo. However, still, Michon Maddock's allegiance to Trump goes back nearly a decade. Between that and her work with the Michigan Conservative Coalition makes her very well known among many delegates. The question for Maddock will be whether the delegates believe she can raise sufficient money and run an effective operation. Two factors that basically doomed Christina Caramo after less than a year on the job. Also, Trump isn't on the ballot and will not be on the ballot ever again, which could impact her ability to use Trump's leverage to raise money. Raising money shouldn't be an issue for Scott Greenlee, with his massive call list of potential Republican donors that he's accumulated from his years of running campaigns. The issue for Greenlee is whether or not the delegates believe he's too establishment, despite him doing his best to erase that label. Greenlee has also run this race before, earned a lot of goodwill from the delegates from refraining from being negative toward Caramo or DiPerno back in 2022. As far as Runstead, his policy positions run in line with many grassroots conservatives. He's right on the issues. He's right on the policies. He's right on the agenda. Problem is, he already has a full-time job as a state senator. The question is, can he give 100% to both full-time jobs? Could he run into conflicts in trying to do both jobs at the same time? Also, to date, Runstead not only has raised the $15,000 required as a participation fee to the state party, which is non-refundable, he's also raised an additional $100,000 already. If you watch Fox News, he has two 30-second TV commercials running on Fox News here in Michigan, back to back. The first 30-second commercial talks about his fundraising, $115,000 already, and the second one is a joint commercial with him and his chosen candidate to run with him as his vice chair, Bernadette Smith. She is currently a vice chair for the Michigan Republican Party and is very well known by many of the delegates that attend state conventions. Wayne County District 6 Chair Matt Wilk said that we have four pretty good candidates, which is a step up from the last cycle. This time, I think the delegates are looking for someone who can effectively manage as well as raise money for the party, more than having someone who can espouse policy principles and fire up the base. The question shall be, who can be the most effective manager? I want to hear what worked in 2022, 2024, and how we can not only repeat it, but expand on it in 2026, said Wilk, the district chair for Wayne County's District 6. So those are the candidates. I've reached out to them. I'm going to have them on the show to talk to them about it. And we'll see who we think rises to the top of the cream and who we might consider supporting at the state convention next month. We shall see. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, I have to make a appeal, a plea to you, and ask for your help. Not asking for money. I'm not asking for a donation. The radio station has purchased 1,000 rear window stickers that we need to get out to the listening area of 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. If you're listening to my voice, you listen to the music that starts at 12 noon, you enjoy the programming on 97.7, we're asking that you simply send me a text message, your name, your mailing address, your home or office, and how many vehicles you can actually put a rear window sticker on the back left corner of your rear window on your vehicle. Pickup truck, SUV, car, semi, it doesn't matter. We need to get this rear window sticker on your vehicle. Why? Because as you drive around town, first of all, if you look in your rear view mirror, you won't even see it. It'll be in the bottom left corner of your rear window. That's number one. Number two, others will be able to see it as you drive around town. You do your work. You travel. You go shopping. You drive around town. Other people will see the radio station and check it out. How many times have you seen a rear window sticker or a bumper sticker with a radio station on it and you've turned the dial to check it out? Well, if you drive in our listening area, people might check it out. If they check it out, they may like the music or they may like this show. As a result, we grow our listenership. Some of those people may be surveyed through the Nielsen's ratings, which are currently open for this first quarter, January, February, and March. As a result of increased ratings, we then are put into a different category when it comes to ad agencies. We might be able to attract some regional advertisers, statewide advertisers or even national advertisers to spend money advertising their goods, products, and services on this radio station. We need more sponsors to keep the radio station going. We need the radio station to stand on its own two feet. We need additional sponsors. We need your help. So I'm begging you, pleading with you, to text me 231-360-5140. Text me your name, address, and how many stickers you could put on vehicles for us, and we'll ship them out to you absolutely free. I had a couple of packages that I shipped out. One person wanted 10. The other person wanted 12. I also included some business cards to be able to pass out to people. I believe the postage on them was like $4.63, along with the padded envelopes. They were 74 cents. To send that many to make sure they didn't get damaged, number one, in a small envelope. But number two, to get that many out there, it was worth it for us to pay the postage. If you'd like to make a donation toward this effort to cover our mailing costs, that's fine. You can go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on the donate button. Give us $5, $10, whatever you can afford. It'll offset and be used for the mailing of these rear window stickers. But we need these on vehicles. We need your help. We greatly appreciate it. And hopefully we can attract more listeners and increase our ratings through the Nielsen Rating Company here for the first quarter of 2025. Greatly, greatly appreciate if you would do that. Any other advertiser, sponsor that we have on the show, on the station, if you would like more information about them, just text me. Again, 231-360-5140. Store that in your phone as Trucker Randy. And if there's any sponsor, you may hear a commercial throughout the day and just say, hey, I'd like to give this person a call. I didn't catch the number. Can you text it back to me? I'll be glad to do that for you up until basically 11 o'clock at night. When I get off the microphone at noon, I get involved in other activities, preparing for the show, emails, going out and visiting new businesses, sponsors. I'm up until 11 o'clock every night, so you can text me up until 11, no problem. Greatly appreciate you guys. Appreciate you as our radio family, our sponsors, and what our plan is, this plan for 2025. We need you guys to be a part of it, and we greatly appreciate you being a part of it. One last thing I would like to mention. Friday, again, this Friday, 12 noon, Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. I'll be broadcasting, doing the show there from Friday morning, and the meeting starts at 12 noon about the solar panel farm project. That's it for today. Now back to the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always...